Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway and continue our conversation with Steve Bortstein, host of First Sports, Fox Sports AM 1340, we want to hear from you. We'd love to connect with you at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to our amazing podcast at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Steve Bortstein is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Reach out to our audience, Steve. Where can they follow you?
On Twitter at Fox 1340 AM. You can also catch our show, First Sports in the Morning, weekdays, 9 AM to noon Eastern. You can catch it on your iHeartRadio app, which you can then locate through at our website at FoxSports1340.com. You can also follow the show on Facebook at First Sports with Steve Bortstein. But go to our website and check out all the blogs, the podcasts of shows, and you can do that by going to our website at FoxSports1340.com.
There's some great stuff on there. Hey, what can you share about Muhammad Ali that perhaps we don't know in terms of like his background and how he got his start in boxing?
I started boxing in Louisville, and it's funny you ask about, you know, something you don't know about. There's a great story that appeared online the other day of Muhammad Ali. Most people, when you think of Louisville, Kentucky, you think of the Kentucky Derby, naturally.
You bet,
yeah. There's a great photo of Muhammad Ali training or running on the main track at Churchill Downs in 1963. This is, of course, when he was still known as Cassius Clay. But he spent a lot of time at the track, not as a race fan necessarily, but he spent a lot of time running there. He used the racetrack there quite frequently to work out over. So that's a story that I always thought was kind of compelling. There's a great photo of him jogging down the main track at Churchill Downs. It's funny because with the funeral today, the city of Louisville normally only gets really hyped up for, what, two events a year? You know, Louisville College basketball and the Kentucky Derby. And the Derby, the Churchill Downs program earlier today, they actually switched post times around because they wanted to accommodate for people who were attending the funeral. So they actually flipped back post times for a number of races on today's card so they could accommodate the funeral proceedings.
Just a few more minutes tonight with Steve Bortstein, host of First Sports, Fox Sports, AM 1340. And Steve, just beautiful job. But I want to transition now. We always have you on during the college football season. I know how much you are missing it, but we wanted you to weigh in and get your reaction to the Baylor football scandal.
Wow. I mean, it's a tragedy in every way, shape, and form, and I think the biggest part of the tragedy is the reluctance to believe any single person when they tell you they didn't know this, they didn't know that, you know, Ken Starr. And again, you know, this goes back to, you and I have talked many times about the idea of what you know and what you don't know. I refused to believe at the time that Pete Carroll didn't know what was going on at USC. I refused to believe at the time that the coach at Ohio State didn't know what was going on with the tattoos and everything going on those years ago. Look, coaches know everything, and that's what they're paid for. And athletic department heads know what's going on. And that's what they're paid for. The idea that they didn't know, the idea that Ken Starr and then lied about it is even more disgusting than anything. It's just as disgusting as the allegations, not nearly as disgusting as what actually occurred. And that, to me, is the biggest issue here. We're also dealing now with the recent story of a college swimmer of a Stanford University who was convicted of a sexual assault charge, and then his father wrote a letter saying that he shouldn't be punished more harshly than he is, sentenced him to 6 months because, well, we don't want to detract from his future. Really? I'm sorry. To me, there is culture now where violence against women is accepted, it's endorsed, it's embraced, and it has to stop. It has to stop not just at the college level, but it has to stop at the youth level. There has to be a discussion, a philosophical and sociological discussion that has to go on. Where does this come from? Where does this mentality, where does this idea come
Absolutely,
from?
Absolutely.
That violence against anybody is acceptable or somehow less punishable simply because of your skills, on the football field, the basketball court, the swimming pool, whatever it is. It's not acceptable in any way. And the fact that we're still having this conversation in 2016, the fact that these discussions are still going on a regular basis on major college campuses, and how incredibly ironic is it, and sadly ironic, that it's Baylor 13 years ago, yeah, with one of the biggest scandals in the history of college basketball, the Dave Bliss story with the kid who killed the other kid on the basketball team. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, how many times does Baylor need to go through this in the course of a generation, you know, before they just realize, okay, we can't do stupid things anymore? And the fact that it happened again at Baylor is even more disgusting. I mean, you got to be kidding me with this.
Hey, Steve Wartstein with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Only got about 30 seconds. Final question for you is, you think Art Briles, is he ever going to coach again?
Shouldn't be allowed near a football field ever. Shouldn't be allowed near kids ever. Because, if we go on the assumption that a coach knows everything, that a coach has to know what's going on with his campus, then that means he taught these kids this. That means he gave these kids the idea that this was acceptable behavior. And if that's what he's teaching kids at the college level or approaching the college level, then he shouldn't be allowed near a college program ever again.
Always outstanding. Steve Bordstein, host of First Sports, Fox Sports AM 1340. We appreciate you coming on and provided some great perspective. Thank you, Steve.
Anytime.
Stick around. Hour number two coming your way right after this quick timeout.